Imagine being offered the chance to have a new life, filled with opportunities and education. In exchange, you would have to give up the chance to be with some of your family and friends. You would not know what people were saying. You would be totally unaccustomed to the culture. Imagine a big scale with everything you loved about your home and friends on one side, and a richer life with more education and job opportunities on the other side. Which one would you choose? We interviewed two 13-year-old boys from Hamilton Middle School's English as a Second Language program. Nam and his father came here from Vietnam for a better education. Oman and his family left Sudan to escape war. They let us in on what their journeys were like.
Right now, Sudan is being torn apart by civil war. The northern Muslims are fighting against the southern Christians. This war has been going on for 21 years, making it the longest-running civil war in the history of the world. It has killed nearly 2 million people and displaced more than 4 million. It has caused around 10,000 civilians to flee the country every year.
Vietnam is a densely populated country in Southeast Asia. To this day, they are still struggling to rebuild their country from colonization by France and occupation by the U.S. Recently, Vietnam adopted a market economy, and because of this, the middle class has dissolved. There is a large gap between the rich and poor. There are not a lot of good job opportunities, which makes it very hard to earn a living to support a family.
Oman and his family left Sudan to get away from the war and death. They came to America to find a safe place to live. He said, "I can go to school, can have fun because I feel safe. There is no fighting." Oman was not able to get an adequate education in Sudan because there was constant danger.
Nam left his home country for a different reason. He left Vietnam because the education was very poor. His life in Vietnam did not have any opportunities for good jobs.
Because my dad wanted me to get a better life, and he wanted me to study.
Nam told us it was hard for him to learn the English language.
The city is bigger and it's more people, and they speak different language. It's very hard because I cannot understand when I was come here.
It took Nam 2 years of intense studying to be able to speak English like he does now. His teacher, Miss Chapman, wrote to us, "Often they don't speak English for up to 4 months. They do lots of watching, listening, and following others." Nam came to America with just his father because there was not enough money to buy any more tickets for the rest of his family.
My hardest part is about leaving because I have to let my mom in my own country and my oldest brother and all my friends and my grandma and my grandfather.
The refugees that come to America have to deal with the sadness of leaving their homes, cultures, and everything else they have known for their entire lives. Both Nam and Oman said it was very sad leaving their old homes. Nam told us about the going away party he had on the last day in his home country.
I have to go to my friend and I say goodbye. The last day, I open the party for my friend to come over to play with me for the last day. And my next day, I go on the airplane.
Nam and Oman gave up parts of their old lives with the people and places they loved for a new life that would allow them to get a better education and a good job to support a family. They had to adjust to a totally new culture very quickly. Oman no longer has to live with the violent fighting in Sudan. Now he has another fight, to learn to become a part of a new community. Nam can now dream of opportunity. Together, they can help make a new America.